the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know what it does to you. I know the evil feeling that you feel when you sing it.
Kia ora, tēnā koutou katoa, ko Philgrey aho. Welcome to Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. Yes, it's Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast, episode 330. I'm Phil Gray, here at Free FM Hamilton, New Zealand. This week's Retrospect does have a theme. We're looking at the moodier, more somber side of 60s Garage. Specifically, we are going to be featuring tracks from the comp called No No No, 28 moody, somber and tragic 60s Garage rock sagas. This is a 1998 release on AFAF Records. Got the show underway with a track from that comp from a band called The Bush. The track is called Feeling Sad and Lonely. That Bush track released as a 7-inch in January 1966 on High Back Records, the A-side. The Bush with Feeling Sad and Lonely.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio.
I'm here to preach the gospel as simply, as urgently as I possibly can, because I believe that the world is heading toward a rendezvous with catastrophe unless we turn to God.
Well, continuing in the sad and lonely and somber and tragic theme of this week's Retrospect, here is a band called the iZooms from Toledo, Ohio. Just one release, a 45 released on Attila Records, October 1965. Actually, a label owned by Johnny Paris of Johnny and the Hurricanes. So this is the iZooms with the A side of that 45. This is called She's Gone.
Well, she's gone now. She's gone. she's gone home. Mr. Time, please tell me if she'll return again someday. But she's gone now.
Garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Very sad.
Don't.
Life is a struggle and no one is ever won. When hardships, misery and sorrow match you down, and your mind needs relief from the sadness that is all around. Your problems have just begun. Life is a struggle and no one has ever won. You know that the world is cruel, so I pretend that everything you do brings you closer.
Well, there are three brooding, somber tracks on this week's themed show, our moody and somber episode of Retrospect. We had the iZooms out of Toledo, Ohio, top of the set with She's Gone. Then the Satisfactions from Lansing, Michigan, track called Never Be Happy. And thirdly in the set from Worcester, Massachusetts, The Spectres, featuring memorable guitar lines from future Berklee College of Music professor Jack Pezzanelli. So that one appeared on the Teenage Shutdown Volume 6 I'm Down Today comp. But all three of those tracks also appeared on this week's feature album, the compilation called No, 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 28 Moody, Somber and Tragic 60s Garage Rock Sagas. Did what you hear?
Yeah!
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, Castbox, Podbean, Pod Directory, and many more.
Yeah.
Here's another one out of Michigan, this time Traverse City. The band is called The Rainmakers on a label called Phalanx. This is from a 45 single released in 1966, The Rainmakers, with the A-side, Tell Her No.
Hi, this is Steve from Charlotte, North Carolina, loving the groovy 60s garage sound. It's really not just the lyrics, it's the beat. You're listening to Phil Gray in Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk Show.
Out of the slime and darkness it comes to inflict its life-destroying poison on the careless, the unwary, the unprotected. No sane person would deliberately expose himself to its venom. No intelligent person would venture within striking distance of its fangs. Yet today, young people are flirting with a poison every bit as deadly as that of the snake.
We'll be right back.
with Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast, episode 330. This week, looking at some more moody and somber 60s garage. Four tracks there. Rainmakers, Tell Her No, top of the set. Then the Ascots off Normandy Records, a 1966 45. We took the A-side called Where I'm Going. Then the Pattens, P-A-T-T-E-N-S, from Wheaton, Illinois, released just two singles. Now, we're talking about their second single, released 1966, the A-side, You Should Know. We took the B-side called Jump. Now, interestingly, some controversy around this band and their seeming reluctance to acknowledge the original writers of songs. So the B-side called Jump. However, it was really just a reworking of a track originally done by British band The Toggery Five. We're going to have them in a future episode of Retrospect. So the Pattens with Jump, and then finally in that set of four, and there is a picture and information about this up on facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. It is a band called The Velvet Underground Limited. Now, four bands that I know of with the title The Velvet Underground was, of course, New York's Velvet Underground. Also, out of Paducah, Kentucky, a band around 1967 called The Velvet Underground. There was definitely an Australian group called The Velvet Underground who did a single, a cover of Jefferson Airplane's Somebody to Love with She Comes in Colours on the B-side. This band, though, from Enid, Oklahoma, The Velvet Underground Limited, just one single done on a label called Foundation. We took the B-side of that single, the track Correct Me. So the Rainmakers, the Ascots, the Pattens, and the Velvet Underground Limited.
I didn't think I'd say this, but I'm going to say it.
Horrible.
Horrible. Horrible.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Well, continuing our moody and somber garage theme, this band is called The Invaders. Now, that's another band name used all across the world. The Invaders. On TMS Records, out of Nebraska, 1967, this is called I Was a Fool.
I was such a fool to ever love you. I was such a fool to ever care.
I'd like to know
she be? The girl for me. I'd like to know. I want her so.
One of the potentials for illegal drug traffic is the school. Here, the connection can be found with these peddlers of misery who prey on the unwary, the uninformed, the curious, the thrill seekers. Most young people will continue through life as normal, responsible citizens. Others, the shunted and unloved, the unguided, the seekers of thrills and kicks are candidates for the slave world of lifelong drug addiction. But no one is immune. I could die.
stay. I'll wait till my dying day. You will come back one day to mend the grief I've suffered today.
It's Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Invaders top of the set with I Was a Fool. Then a band called The Paupers, Canadian folk rock band. These guys were going to be big. The Monterey International Pop Festival of 1967 was supposed to be their big chance. Leading up to the festival, they'd been showcasing their act at the Fillmore in San Francisco. That went down very, very well. But apparently from the minute The Paupers got onto the stage at Monterey, everything that could go wrong did. They were largely ignored, despite being hyped to surpass the Beatles. So The Paupers from 1967, track called Searching for Someone. Then we had The Savages. This is four guys from Bermuda playing at hotel nightclubs. A fantastic live LP came out as a result of their performances. So The Savages with No, No, No. And then finally in the set, and video of this one up on our Facebook page. Band that released eight songs on six different singles. They're called The Wanted. Track called Here to Stay. Now that was re-released. Reached number one at WKNR in Detroit and Dearborn in March 1967. So those four tracks off our featured comp for this week. No, No, No. 28 moody, somber and tragic 60s garage rock sagas.
It isn't just the lyrics, it's the beat!
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
Well, we are talking moody and somber garage, but we're also all about international garage. Let's check out something from Uruguay, part of the Uruguayan invasion. Although they moved to Argentina in 1966 after signing with EMI Argentina. Originally called the Notorious, this is Los Mockers with Sad.
It's so sad that it's you. Can't wait today since she left me alone. Since I am all alone. She did often come back to me. I just did when I had her near me. But I'll feel how much she means to me. Now she's gone forever. Now I am alone forever. Now she's gone and she never come back. Now she's gone and she'll never come back. I need you, baby. I need you so, baby. Well, I need you.
Sack, sack. So long, you sack, sack. So long, you Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
Desde que perdí mi gran amor, sufriendo y llorando yo estoy. Es que ya no puedo soportar el dolor que no cesará jamás. Yeah. Lloraré, 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 lloraré. Toda mi vida entera jugué, ahora solo, solo me quedé. Por eso es que llorando estoy, un dolor que no cesará jamás. Yeah. Lloraré, 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 oh, lloraré. Lloraré, lloraré, ah, lloraré, lloraré.
That's our global garage set for this episode of Retrospect. Four slices of somber and moody global garage, headed by Los Mockers out of Uruguay with Sad. Then we had The Dyaks. This is a bit of Belgian freak beat, 1966 release. We had the A-side, So Long Sad Sack. Then a cover of The Who's track, So Sad About Us, from 1966, off their A Quick One album. Actually a track originally written for a band called The Merseys. This time done by Sweden's The Mascots in 1967 as a B-side. Mascots, two LPs to their name, Your Mascots in 1965, and LP, E-L-L-P-E-E, on Decca Records, 1966. Then finally in the set, out of Rosario, Santa Fe, Argentina, one of the first rock and roll bands in Argentina, Los Gatos Salvajes, with Estoy Llorando, cover of The Animals, I'm Crying. Dig what you hear?
Yeah!
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s garage punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, Castbox, Podbean, Pod Directory, and many more. Here's a track written by Paul Samuel Smith, founding member of the Yardbirds, but done by a band called The Parking Lot in May 1969. This is The Parking Lot. This one's off the Rubble series of comps. World Spinning Sadly.
I stop and smile and rest a while with you, watching the sun slowly dim upon the sound of crying from the skies. It's just the world spinning sadly past eyes. We run through fields with our hands in the air. escaping time, dancing dreams without care. But I still hear the crying from the skies. It's just the world spinning sadly, oh so sadly, past our eyes. Silken sadness spun from threads of time, woven in emotions fragile and so fine. A moment's life hung suspended in our hands. We watched as trees shed their leaves upon the land. But I still hear the crying from the skies. The world goes on spinning sadly, oh so sadly, past our eyes.
Takes us to the end of our somber and moody garage episode of Retrospect, episode 330. We had The Parking Lot from 1969 with World Spinning Sadly, and then The Misunderstood, psychedelic rock band from Riverside, California. As Classic Rock magazine said, the truth is that this band, The Misunderstood, were so far out on their own, so individual and innovative, that you can only wonder at the set of circumstances that conspired to prevent them from becoming the iconic name that was surely their destiny. What a shame. The Misunderstood. You've got me crying over love. Well, I hope the show hasn't been too much of a downer. Certainly I've enjoyed pulling these tracks together. I think I'll do a few more themed comp episodes in future episodes of Retrospect. If you've got any comps that are particular favourites you want to hear me cover, let me know. Get in touch via facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. Well, there was only one way I was going to end this episode. We're talking moody and sombre. I've selected a well-known instrumental originally titled Oddball, released in April 1958, and it really kicked something off. It's known for an enormous impact, and certainly it's one of the most moody singles ever recorded. Instrumental by Link Ray and his Raymen. You'll know this one as Rumble. I'm Phil Gray for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
It's very sad.